David K. Johnston grew up in Santa Cruz, California, where he started working as an investigative reporter when he was just a teenager.
I did my first investigation for a weekly paper when I was 18, and at age 19, I became the youngest staff writer at the San Jose Mercury. When I left almost 5 years later, I was still the youngest reporter on the staff. Later, I was an investigative reporter for the Detroit Free Press, the Los Angeles Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the New York Times, where I won a Pulitzer Prize. Today, I am the president of my professional group, Investigative Reporters and Editors, and I teach in the law school and the graduate school of business at Syracuse University, where I teach the history of business, property, and tax.
David K. Johnston's interest in issues surrounding business, property, and tax is, in fact, longstanding.
I've written about casinos and cops and cults and various things, but in the late 1980s, I began to be very interested in how very wealthy people, notably Baron Hilton of Hilton Hotels and the Keck brothers, oil family associated with the Keck telescope, were manipulating their father's charitable intentions to maximize how much money they got and minimize how much went to charity. And this led then to my writing about the spread of the casino industry. In fact, the Times-Picayune back in 1992 ran a five-part series from my book Temples of Chance, because it was right when casino gambling was coming to New Orleans. Then the New York Times, '95, hired me, and I had an innovative idea for how to cover taxes in a new way, to ignore the usual stuff that gets covered. Here's how to save a few dollars with a tip. Here's what the politician said yesterday. And to investigate, how does the tax system really work? What's really going on out there? And I proceeded to show that there are many incredibly wealthy people in America who pay no tax, who get huge tax-free profits, who are able to escape the tax system in various ways. And that led to my book, Perfectly Legal, which won the Investigative Book of the Year Award in 2004. Then I did the next book in the series, Free Lunch, which is about all the subsidies that we pay to big corporations and various industries, some of which derive all of their profits from these subsidies, and how those subsidies are damaging family-owned businesses, entrepreneurial businesses, and replacing them with these big national and multinational firms, many of which charge higher prices and are inefficient. That, in turn, led me to this book, The Fine Print, which is about how big corporations have been going to Congress, the state legislatures, and the regulatory agencies, and getting rid of the rules of business competition that date all the way back to Hammurabi in ancient Sumeria, the land we now call Iraq, 4,000 years ago, and have been replacing them with rules that let them avoid competition, raise prices, take away your rights as a consumer, literally in some cases put your life in danger. And while that's very good for those companies, because they earn huge profits, it's terrible for the economy. It is essentially handcuffing the invisible hand that Adam Smith wrote about in 1776 when he explained for the first time how market economics work in his book, The Wealth of Nations.
David K. Johnston put all his hard-earned skill and experience as an investigative reporter to work to build the case he makes in The Fine Print.
It took me 4 years of digging through regulatory filings, statutes, case law, court cases, to find the cases that I've written about and then find people to illustrate them so you can understand how these very big companies are damaging the economy and they are causing America to sink economically while our competitors are going right by us because they have not made the same mistakes we're making.
The Bottom Line for Individual Americans, by David K. Johnston's estimate, government policy-assisted corporate nickel-and-diming in The Fine Print cost the average family of four nearly $2,400 a year, which Johnston details effectively in case after case in The Fine Print, how big companies use plain English to rob you blind. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.